Very nice. For Tom's History Corner, this year I actually have a double shot of the History Corner.
Ooh.
Yeah. And first things first, I want to give credit to Ashley Anglisano of the Daily Campus.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, I apologize if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, because she dug up what I think is the source of a persistent urban legend about our favorite good boy himself, Jonathan the dog.
We're talking about Jonathan again.
Always
talk about Jonathan.
The first Jonathan History Corner we did, I was trying to find the roots of the urban legend that the student government had tried to sell him.
That's right.
Sometime in the late 60s or early 70s because he was a quote-unquote symbol of the man.
My God.
And I mean, that's been on official websites. This has been a story that's been told for a long time, but I could find no reference of it. So, in the Daily Campus, courtesy of Ashley Anglisano, she found an article from February 1965 in the Daily Campus in which the Jonathan Committee, which was formerly a committee at UConn.
It's a university, after all.
Had discussed discuss the possibility of finding a new mascot. Because after Jonathan the Sixth was killed in a car accident, a fate that befell many Jonathans, they were having a hard time finding a replacement dog.
Aww.
And so they talked about it would be easier to find just another type of mascot entirely. Apparently the thing they considered was the Connecticut Yankee. And the story doesn't mention this, but this was probably prompted by Homer Babbage. We've talked about that.
He was obsessed with that.
He was. He hated the fact that UConn was a pun. The Husky was a result of a pun. He was a historian, and he thought we should have a historical identity. So he wanted us to be the University of Connecticut Yankees, and he wanted us to be the U of C, not UConn.
Mm.
It didn't take.
Didn't fly.
Because thanks to the timely intervention of an earthquake.
what?
There was an earthquake in Alaska that spring.
Okay.
And,
makes more sense.
There's actually a lot of earthquakes in Alaska that's been happening pretty recently. In fact, there must be on a fault line. And the University of Connecticut, the students raised some money and sent it to the University of Alaska to help with earthquake relief. And in gratitude, the students at the University of Alaska sent a snow white husky puppy to UConn, who became Jonathan the Seventh.
That's a really interesting turn of events.
Yeah.
Like, we'll send you money to help you with your earthquake. Oh, here's a dog.
Well, they have a lot of them up there.
I guess.
So they come
just
from.
Found one on the side of the iceberg.
Well, of course, my question is, if we had become the University of Connecticut Yankees, what would happen to all those Red Sox fans?
It would be, I know, can you imagine? Also the Mets fans. Let's not forget them. They had to deal with that enough.
So wait, what does this have to do with selling Jonathan?
So I think somewhere along the line, this is not explained in Ashley's story, but I think somewhere along the line, this got mixed up with the student government thinking about getting a new mascot, because it was hard to find a replacement dog.
Mm, with selling it.
With the idea that this was some kind of like protest event because of the man.
The man.
It wasn't. It was actually just sort of a logistical thing. Practical Yankeedom.
Very interesting.
Well, I do recall that at some point the Jonathan mascot was dressed in a colonial
Yes.
This was during
garb.
That period.
Yes.
This was during that period. This was, again, Homer Babbage's weird attempt
carrying
to try to
a musket and wearing a tri-cornered hat.
Yep.
That's a cute one. I like that one.
He also tried to replace the mortar boards at commencement with tri-corn hats.
Yeah.
Right.
That's bizarre, misguided.
Didn't take. Homer had a lot of good ideas, but he didn't only have good ideas.
And nor do any of us.
No, that's true. That's a fair point.
But he has a library named for him.
Yep.
He does. Again,
he has done something right.
Thanks to the Daily Campus for unearthing what I think is the missing link.
Good job, Ashley.